我曾经呢，就是我对年轻人啊，对成人都特别的有恩典，打引号的恩典。
So I used to have a lot of grace towards teens and young adults, like you know, quoted grace.
有一次神给我一个特别的梦。
So one time I received this very special dream.
那我们教会曾经有一个年轻人呢，这个年轻人后来走一段很弯曲的道路。
So there used to be a young man in our church, and young man in our church, but later on he was on a very crooked path.
在他走这段弯曲的道路之前呢，神就给我这个梦。
So before he was on this crooked path, I received this dream from God.
梦里面就是他被人打，坐监牢。
So in the dream that he was beaten up, he was put into a prison.
那梦里面就是神告诉我，你没有好好教导他。
So in the dream, God is telling me that I haven't been disciplining them or teaching them.
醒来以后，就说，在梦里面神说，你对待你的儿子怎么样？他做错路，你是不是要骂他、打他
？So in the dream, God is asking me like, what happens if your son is doing the wrong thing? Are you going to discipline or?
那我说是。
I say yes.
那对这些孩子，他们走这样的道路，你为什么都是很 nice 呢
？Then how about these young people when they are on a crooked path? Why are you being so nice?
他说因为你不爱他。
And he said that because you didn't love them.
我醒了以后，我就知道，就是我在神面前悔改。
So when I woke up, I knew, and then I repented.
看起来人家觉得我是一个很有恩典的牧师。
So I, in the outside, it seems like I am a very, you know, merciful pastor, but God says I didn't have love.
因为你不爱他们，你爱你的儿子，你不爱他们。
Because you didn't love them, because you only love your son, but not them.
他们走弯曲的道路，你觉得一切都 OK。
When they are on this like wrong path, and you say it's okay.
这是不可以的，这不是爱。
That is not love.
所以后来我在祷告，就是怎么样？什么叫恩典？什么叫真正的爱？常常祷告。
So I pray and then I continuous pray to ask God what is true love, what is grace.
现在是非常非常重要的时刻，关键的时刻。
So right now is a crucial moment.
我们要为我们的年轻人要 cry.
We need to cry out for our younger generation.
你知道？前天我看一个布朗登的一个视频，可能大家我常常说那个光头那个先知一个视频非常令人吃惊。
So the other day I was watching one of the video clips from Brandon Hicks.
Brandon Biggs.
Biggs, okay.
就说圣经里面好多的预言，已经就在我们的眼前了。
So many prophecies from the Bible is already, you know, like happening before our own eyes.
圣经里面讲的这个六六六的记号，敌基督的国度。那是很快就要来临。
So the Bible mentioned about the 666, the kingdom of the evils is already here.
我们现在还觉得可能离我们非常非常的远。
And we might think it's still, you know, like, you know, long, far away from us.
那我看这个视频看到什么突出的地方呢
？So what is it, the most, you know, thing that catch my eye from this video?
最近不是川普搞了一个 Board of Peace, 对吧？叫做和平委员会。
So recently, Donald Trump had this board of peace, like he appointed a board of peace.
他有一个标志。
So he had a logo.
他的标志呢，跟那个2014年布兰登在祷告的时候看到第一季度来的旗帜上的那个标志，90%都一样的。
So that logo looks 90% similar to a vision that Brandon has saw in a vision back in 2014.
他过去讲到他2014年看到敌基督来的时候呢，那个旗帜上有一个标志。
So he saw a vision in the past that when the Antichrist came, he saw a vision of a logo.
这就是他的旗帜啊，他有个旗。
A flag.
旗上呢，每一个国家的旗上面都有标，都有一个图案，对吧
？So every nation has a flag, right?
他的那个图案，他当时就描绘出来，让他的儿子画出来。
So he saw that vision of the Antichrist flag, and then he asked the son to draw it out.
So
recently, Trump's border peace also has this, you know, flag or logo.
几乎百分之八十跟那个将来敌基督要来的那个图案是一样的。
So like almost 80% similar to the flag of Antichrist.
唯一缺少的就是伊斯兰教的几种颜色还没上去。
Okay, the only difference is that some of the Islamic color of their flag are not on that logo yet.
就说现在这些脚步已经在往前走。
So that means that, you know, like we are stepping.
的末世的脚步是越来越近。
And the end time is like coming.
那我们必须要认识我们的神。
We need to know our God.
大家要知道我们的神是很大的。
We know our God is a God of Almighty.
这个世界是为神造的，为主耶稣造的，不是为低基督教造的。
So this world, this earth has been created for our God, not created for the Antichrist.
从日出之地到日落之处，唯有耶和华是神。
So from the place where the sun rises to the place where the sun sets, everywhere belongs to God.
他兴起君王。这个让列国兴衰，这些人在他的天平里面，他说像尘土一样。
So he will rise up nations, he will rise up kings and nobles, and every one of us weighs like little dust on his scale.
我们成为他的儿女，他必然会来保护我们。
We are his children, and he will be protecting us.
但是我们必须要。认得他
But we have to know him.
必须要有这样的信心来跟随他
We need to have the faith to follow him.
那我们先读一段圣经，就是关于这个敌基督的这段圣经。
So let's go to a scripture about Antichrist.
在这个启示录第十三章。
In Revelation 13.
十一节到十八节。
11 to 18.
不管你现在是认识主，还是还没有完全的认识耶稣，我们都要来读。
So whether you know God or not, we have to listen.
十三章。
十三章。
当然，我们中间没有信主的人呢，更要来读，更要为他们来祷告，他们要来知道前面要发生的事情。
And we also need to, you know, pray for the people who don't know God yet. They have to read as well.
这是在大灾难的时候要发生的事情。
So these are coming before the great and fearful days of, I mean, of the last days.
大灾难发生的时候，地上就像地狱一样。
So when the great tribulation comes, our earth will be like hell.
所以这样一个希特勒，这样一个全世界的领袖，他会起来，能够来控制。
So people like Hitler, a leader of the world, will rise up.
用技术来控制，科学技术，高级的科学技术来控制。
He will control the world by, you know, by science, by tech.
所以地上呢充满了很多的灾难，人心惶惶。
So the world will be filled with a lot of trauma, like trials.
但是呢，圣经里面讲，我们看到这一切的时候呢，是我们得赎的日子已经近了，要听讯安守。
So, but Bible says when you see these things happen, it's the days of redemption. So you have to walk with a very proud, you know, chest.
但是呢，圣经上主耶稣一直说，看哪，我已经告诉你们，你们要预备。你们要预备。
So the Bible says, I have told you these things in advance. You guys have to, you have to be prepared.
那预备什么
？What are we preparing?
第一个，你在这些所有的灾难里面，你靠着神能够站立得住。
First of all, in all these trials and tribulation, by God, you will be able to stand firm.
在别人没有饭吃的时候，神会让你有饭吃。
When other people do not have food, God is able to make you satisfied, like have food on the table.
那圣经上讲到呢，就是好多人因着这个气候的变化，好多人身上的生疮，这个启示录大家也有。但是呢，额上有生的印记的人是不会有这些疾病的。
And in the book of Revelation, it says because of the weather changes, people will be covered in sores and boils. But those who believe in God who have the seal on their forehead will be protected.
那这个敌嫉妒的事情呢，不可不知，不可不查。
So, the things about Antichrist, we have to know it.
就说将来有一个人呢，在耶稣来临的前后呢，他会，别人认为他就是基督一样。
So, this is a person that before the real Christ came, so he will present himself so that will be deceitful to many people, and people think that he is the Christ.
因为他会给地上带来一个和平的方案。
Because he is like bringing a peace treaty to the world.
因为你如果读圣经的话，就说很奇妙的，就说这个启示录十三章，他会讲到这个人来的时候呢，全世界的人。都会拜他，就是圣经上从来没有讲过全世界的人都会跟随一个人的，各个国家有各个国家的领袖，但是这个人全世界的人都会跟随他。
Okay, so in Revelation 13 it says this, when this person comes, this Antichrist comes, the whole world will bow before him. And there's no other places mentioned about, you know, a person will be bowed. I mean everyone will be bowed towards a person, but here it mentions thatWhen he comes, people will bow to him.
那我们先看看经文第八节。
Let's go to verse 8 first.
方住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记载被杀之羔羊生命册上的人，都要拜他。
So verse 8, all inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the Lamb's book of life, the Lamb who was slain from the creation of the world.
方有耳的就应当听。
Whoever has ears, let them hear.
掳掠的人必被掳掠，用刀杀的人必被刀杀。圣徒的忍耐和信心就是在此。
If anyone is to go into captivity, they will go. If anyone is to be killed by the sword, with the sword they will be killed. This calls for the patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of God's people.
那个时候就是。很多的这种灾难的这种，我又看见另外一个兽从地中上来，有两脚如同羊羔，说话好像龙。
So by then there will be a lot of trials in this earth. Then I saw the second beast coming out from the earth. It has two horns like a lamb, but it spoke like a dragon.
他在头一个兽面前施行头一个兽所有的权柄，并且叫地上和住在地上的人拜那。死伤已好的头一个兽。
It exercised all the authority of the first beast on its behalf, and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wounds have been healed.
你发现第八节里面特别的讲到，他说：“方住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记载生命，以撒的生命都要拜他。”
So verse 8 says all the inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, except for those name has beenwritten in the book of life.
就是全世界会出来这样一个领袖。
So this leader will come in the world.
这是一个世界级的领袖。
Is a top level like leader.
就是在第二次世界大战、第三次世界、第一次世界，那希特勒有些，他也最多也就是一个联盟吧，几个国家吧。但是这个是全世界。
So during World War One or World War Two, like people like Hitler, maybe he is just a leader within like few nations, but this one is like a world leader.
那这里面讲这些话呢，可能不太懂，暂时没关系，我们再往下看。
So there are things maybe you don't understand yet, but it's okay. We'll move down.
十二节，他在头一个兽面前，施行头一个兽所有的权柄，并且叫住在地上的人。拜那死伤已好的头一个兽。
So verse 12 again, he exercised all the authority of the first beast on its behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast whose fatal wounds have been healed.
有行大骑士，甚至在人面前叫火从天降在地上。
And he performed great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth in full vigor.
他因赐给他权柄，在兽面前行能行骑士，就迷惑住在地上的人，说要给那受伤。受刀伤和活着的兽做个线。
Because of the signs, it was given power to perform on behalf of the first beast. It deceived the inhabitant of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived.
又有权柄赐给他，叫兽线有神气，并且能说话，又叫所有不拜兽线的人都被杀害。
The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast. so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed.
他又叫众人不论大小贫富自主的为奴的都在右手上或是额上受一个印记。
He also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads.
除了那受印记的，有了受名或有受名数目的，都不得做买卖。
So that they could not buy or sell unless they had a mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
在这里有智慧、放有聪明的，可以算计受的数目，因为这是人的数目。它的数目是666。
This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. The number is.
那好多的这个西方人啊，他们都听说过这个六六六。
So most Western people have heard 666, right?
他们都觉得这是撒旦的记号。
So they knew that it's a sign of the Satan.
但是呢，人不知道现在的时候。
But people do not know the season.
那这个前面的，如果你不懂，暂时先放在一边。就是有兽，兽就不是好人，就很简单。
So it seems like very confusing, but when you hear the word beast, means you know evil, bad people.
他又像羔羊，又说话像龙。
So he looks like a lamb, but he speak like a dragon.
就说他看起来像基督。
Means that
但是呢，他其实是从撒旦来的。
Means that he looks like the Christ, but he is evil.
但是呢，这里特别讲到，就是说，无论是大小贫富的人，都要在右手上或是在额上要打一个印记。
But it says like all people, great or small, rich or poor, they all have this like seal. I mean, like a mark on them on the right hand or on their forehead.
没有这些印记的呢，是不能做买卖的。
So without the mark, you will not able to trade.
但是打了这些印记的人呢，在十四章里面讲，绝对进不了天堂。
But and Revelation 14, the next chapter says those who have received the mark, they will never enter into heaven.
而且有很多的痛苦随着他。
And a lot of pain will follow them.
那这个印记是什么呢？现在好多的先知啊，或者领受，当然我们要去分辨，就是现在正在做的一个 Neuralink。就是说人机接口。
So a lot of the prophet or the people think the trademark, I mean the 666 is the neural link.
那现在已经在发展的，很快，将来的第一个免疫是要制定。
So is now this technology is advancing. So the first thing that they are trying to do is, you know, to heal people.
所以慢慢会让人接受。
So eventually, you know, people gonna accept this Neuralink.
当然，就是说，我觉得大家就是现在一些先知的声音是要听的，当然也要分辨。
So we need to listen to the prophets. We also need to have discernment.
我特别的推荐的就是这个Brandon Biggs 还有萨杜。
So I recommend like Brandon and Sadhu.
Sadhu, yeah, 印度人的先知。那大家你听起来他讲的可能有点害怕，但是要听，为什么？因为真先知就讲真的信息。
So when you listen to them, it may feel scary to listen, but you know, but as a true prophet will speak the truth.
那至于说他们讲的有些信息什么现在没有实现，那个要学习去分辨。今天我们没有时间来讲这个。
So when you hear some of the message, you seems it didn't come to pass, right? Then you have to have discernment.
那今天我们不去讲怎么样去分辨真先知假先知。
So today our main focus is not on the descendant part, like whether you discern.
基本的来讲呢，分辨真先知假先知呢，就是你有没有亲近主，你认不认得你的神，除非圣灵帮助你，你不可能分辨。
Okay, so in order to discern, you need to be very close to God. So without the Spirit of God, you will not be able to have discernment.
那讲到这里呢，就是说你不能做买卖，那你怎么办
？So here it says you cannot buy or sell. What are you going to do?
其实将来对基督徒以后的试炼、过去的试炼，都是一个金钱，你要拜金钱还是拜主，是这样的一个选择。
So for Christians, the ultimate, you know, testing that you're going to have is, you know, is money. Like whether you worship money or you worship God.
另外呢，就是在短暂的这个我要生存和这个永恒的生命之间要做一个选择。
And also on this, you know, like short and temporary life and the eternal life, so you have to make a trade-off, like you have to pick and choose.
那第一个我讲的，你要是依靠金钱，还是依靠神之间要做选择。
So again, whether you are going to rely on money or rely on God, make a choice.
第二个，你要是保存你地上短暂的生命和永恒的生命之间，要做选择。
Second, make a choice between this short and temporary life and this eternal life.
那是不是一定要做这样的选择呢？
Do you have to make such decision?
是不是一定要做这样的选择？
Is it a must to make a decision?
那我们下面就继续要来讲，就是说其实我们不需要做这样的选择。
So we can continue to read, and we will realize.
如果我们真正选择我们的神
，you will realize we don't need to make that such decision because if you truly choose God,
这个东西它不是一个问题，金钱和神不是一个问题，它不矛盾。
Then money and God should not be an issue because they shouldn't, you know, be contradictory.
今天短暂的生命和将来永恒的也不矛盾。
And in this temporary life and this eternal life, they are not in contradictory to each other.
但是我们不真正的追随神的时候，这就是一个矛盾。
But if we do not follow him, do not we if we do not follow
就变成了一个非此即彼的事情。
Then it become a choice you have to make.
因为你将来你如果没有不能做买卖，你就要死。
Because you think, okay, if I cannot trade or buy, you know, I will die.
因为你就想活着。
Because you wanted to live.
你要多活一段日子。
You want to live for like longer period of time.
那你就要打这个印记，你就要失去永远的生命。
Then you will receive this mark on your forehead, and then you will lose this eternal life.
那如果你要依靠金钱，你不认识神，你要依靠金钱做买卖，这些都要金钱嘛，金钱的往来。你要抓住你的钱，你不抓住神的时候呢？最后，神也没有，钱也没有。
So if you want to rely on money, you want to hold on to money, that eventually you will lose both money and God.
所以我们必须要认识我们的神。
So we need to know our God.
今天我们教会必须要认识我们的神。
As a church, we need to know our God.
我们真正认识我们的神。
To truly understand know Him.
我们的神是谁
？Who is our God?
我们要跟随他。
We need to follow Him.
我们经历他。
We need to experience
我们要知道我们的神比世界上的一切都要真实。
We need to know that he's more real than anything else on this earth.
我跟你讲，当我们不断的经历神的时候，你就知道神被世上的一切都真实，比你和我都要真实。
So as you continue to experience him, you will realize that he's more true than anything else in this world.
他的爱远远大过我们父母对我们的爱。
His love is greater than you know the love from our parents.
他的能力。超越世界上所有的能力。
His power, you know, surpasses all other powers on this earth.
我们要来认识他。
We need to know him.
我就讲一个短短的见证。
So I want to share this small, short testimony.
昨天呢，有一个，我就突然就到 Hope 去要去修理一些东西。
So yesterday I went to Hope. I need to fix something.
我给大家讲过，就是说，Hope 那个。房子呢被洪水淹了。
So earlier I shared that you know Hope my property in Hope was you know it has been flooded.
我的洗衣机、热水炉、什么暖气炉全没了。
So like the washing machines, heaters, and water heater and everything like the appliances are gone.
但是我给大家讲过，就是说当时洪水发的时候呢，我们祷告，这个配电箱在地下室。配电线淹没在水里面，但是一个 breaker 一个保险丝都没有断。
So earlier I shared that even though the power box was emerged in water, but none of the breaker failed.
我昨天我在那边做事情，我要修理一个热水桶，因为就是烘干机要装好。
So yesterday I was in Hope by trying to fix the water heater and then the dryer.
我看到那个狼藉呀、啊，真的就像加沙好像打过仗的那个，垃圾泥和我房客的自行车、沙发都在泥里面。
So when I saw the mess, it just really looked like the battlefield in Gaza, like all the mud, all the appliances, you know, the sofa, everything is covered in mud.
我方科的地下室的工具箱好几个都在泥里面。
And my tenants has filled toolboxes. Everything was covered in mud.
那我捡什么呢？当我看到这一切的时候，我心里面我觉得胜过一个极大的一个平安，我感谢神。
So when I saw this, I felt this great peace from God, and then I want to praise Him.
感谢神，为什么感谢神呢
？Why do I praise Him?
我感谢神，就是让我经历这一切，因为让我在预备我进入二零二六年。
So I felt that God is, you know, helping me to go through this so that I can face 2026.
你知道这个地方从来没有发过洪水。
You know the place that the property that I had never experienced like flooding before.
所以我也没有买洪水的保险。
So I didn't get any insurance on, you know, flooding.
因为我们觉得很有信心啊，就是没有发过洪水嘛，买洪水保险的。
Because we were confident, because it never flooded before.
但是12月10号那个晚上，因为泥石流把那面都路一封的时候，水都跑到我这边。
But on the night of December the 10th, because of a landslide, it blocked the, you know, the waterway, so all the water came to my side.
大家记得那天晚上，同时呢，我们Mary Wong。开到水里面差点出不来
so,
但是呢他出来了还有Tom 那天晚上也是一个车撞过来他的车全毁了那是人是好的神都在提醒我们一些事情
So on the same night Mary Wong drove into the water and then she couldn't eventually she got out but her car was a total loss and then also Tom our brother also ran into an accident even though he was okay the car was wrecked as well
神在借着这些提醒我们一些东西。
So God through all of these things, God is trying to, you know,
好多前面的东西都是意想不到的震动，意想不到的东西。
So what is coming is things that are going to be unexpected, like shaking that are going to happen unexpectedly.
我们要做好准备。
We need to be prepared.
但是另一方面呢，我们要经历神的大能。
But on the other hand, we will experience the power of God.
我们的弟兄闯那么大的车祸，他好好的，姐妹也是从车里面出来的。那我呢？我的房客也好好的。
So, our brother, even though he was in a accident, he was okay. You know, our sister, even though the car was immersed in water, she was okay. And my tenants are okay.
我真的非常感谢神。为什么感谢神？第一个，我就经历神迹啊。那个我的配电盘，我给大家讲过。一个保险丝也没动。
So because I experienced this miracle of God, as I shared earlier, like all the breakers didn't fail.
那昨天我是应该我去了两次，上一次没有仔细看这些东西，昨天仔细的要看配电盘地下室的东西，我看到水淹的那个痕迹，因为水淹过那个泥啊什么，像画了一条线在地下室的墙上画了一条线，这配电盘就是在水底下。
So I actually went there twice, but first time I didn't really, you know, take a good look. But yesterday I did like take a very good look at the, you know, things. So I saw this watermark that it was above the power box. So indeed, it was immersed in water.
看到我配电盘上每一个 breaker， 那个叫做中文叫做断路器，还是叫做现在我后的中文断路器，或者叫做这个就是保险闸那个。每一个上面都挂满了泥，干的泥。
So all these breakers were covered in mud, like all of them, each one of them.
现在还是在泥，但是呢，干的泥。
So it's still covered in mud, but of course the mud has got dried off.
因为我昨天要修这个热水桶呢，我必须要去那个电闸那边要把电闸要关掉。
Because I need to fix this water heater, I have to you know turn off all the power box.
我一看那个电闸，我就赞美神，哈利路亚，赞美。
So when I see the power box, I start to praise God. Yes, God, praise you.
我一看画在墙上的那个痕迹，那条线，洪水的那条线淹过这个那个电线的那条线，我就赞美神。
When I see the watermark like it's like a pencil line.So it's above the power box. And when I saw that, and I started praising God again.
我看到那些 那个工作台，我方科的工作台是以前的物质留下的，全是泥，上面下面我趴在那个泥上面看电线，打着手电，感谢神，哈利路亚。
So when I was working on this part, like mud, it was totally covered on the workshop table, and I was using my flashlight to fix things, and then like you know, I was just praising God.
那是神极大的怜悯，因为那一天晚上如果电断了，我的房客都不知道到哪里去。 Hope 比这面一般有低四度，这面当时是五度，那面就一度。昨天 Hope 是零下，我在面做四度是零下，我穿着棉裤。
Because I want to praise God because nothing happened to my tenant that night, because if the power box went off, then there will be no electricity, will be cold. So usually temperature in Hope is 4 degrees on average, like lower than here. So yesterday when I was working there, I was under below zero. I have to wear like very heavy pants in order to work.
因为那边有电呢，他们就插一个小的电热器，或者是开着那个烤箱。取暖。
Okay. So because the electricity was on when the flooding happened, they were able to use like a small heaters, like plug-in heaters, and then the stove to keep them warm.
感谢主，他们还是能够来生存。
Praise the Lord, they can still, you know, live.
而且还有另外一个神迹很特别。
And there is another miracle that is very special.
就是我的热水桶。
It's my water heater.
昨天我修的时候呢，因为这个热水桶呢，它没有。它断掉以后呢，后来我一个房客把它接上去呢，它还能用。
So,
感谢主，它有热水桶可以洗澡啊。
Okay, so this water heater, like even though it did break, but my tenant kind of fixed it, and then they can still use it, and they still can have hot water.
我有两个热水桶，一个就彻底不行了。我让我有一个助手呢，他比较能干，我说你赶紧去，他住在后，我说你把这个热水桶把都接上，几家全接上。
So I have two water heaters, one of them break down, so I told my helper in Hope, because he lives in that area, and then I told him to, you know, plug all other, you know, like pipes all to that, the one that's
working. 那边有三家，原来是一家用一个坦克，另外两家用一个。就水就很充足，这次呢，先一个跟三家一样先用了再说。
So because we have three families live in that property, we used to have like one water heater for one per household. But right now it's like one water heater that supplies all the water to three households.
当然后来一个女主人就抱怨了，她说我没法洗澡，理解。她说我到 community center 去洗澡。我说行，你洗可以，你把那个放在你哪里用钱的话，把那个 receipt 给你报销。但是他说你尽快修，我说好，我尽快修。
But one of the lady that lives there, she was not happy because she said there's not enough hot water for her to shower, so she has to shower in the community centers. And then I told her that's okay, keep the receipt, I will reimburse you.
另外三个男的呢没抱怨。
Three men said okay, they didn't complain, they don't shower maybe.
那我知道，我洗澡就三到五分钟。
Because as a man like me, I only shower about like 3 to 5 minutes only.
姐妹肯定也超过十分钟。
So for sisters, you know, maybe longer than 15 minutes.
结果昨天去看的时候，真的一个神迹。
So yesterday when I saw, that was a miracle.
长话短说，我不讲这些技术上的东西，就是完全超过我的想象。
So I don't want to go to technical details, but it was beyond my expectation.
打开它有两个温控器，打开里面好多泥已经上锈了。
So when I opened it up, because there's a lot of mud, it's all rusted.
反正那个东西呢，它没有全断，断得很奇怪。最后就是它一半工作，一半不工作。
So it actually broke, and then but broke in a weird way. So it's still half functional, half not.
它也不是我通常显现的那种，就是有两个电阻丝，一个坏了，另一个可以烧，不是这样的，两个都在烧。但是呢，它是一半的功能。
So it's not like what I expected. They have two. 那是什么东西？
电阻丝大加热器。
So
水桶里面有加热器。
Okay, so there's two like heating device. So like both of them are working, but both of them are half functional. That was not what I expected. I thought that one is working, one is not working.
感谢主，我去的时候呢，我就灵机一动，我就 买了两个防空区，上下的都买，都买了，准备好再说。现在 Home Depot 都可以退的，你不用你退掉。
So anyway, I just bought like all these parts in advance just in case, right? So because if I got it from Home Depot, I can still return it if I don't need them.
我一打开一测量，拿望远镖去测量，我一边测量一边就很惊奇，一边就赞美神，哈利路亚，怎么会这样放？真从来没有见过这样，这个炉子可以这样烧。一连的话呢，电阻也对，都对，但是呢，它就是一般的 function。
So when I measured the function of the water heater, it was beyond my understanding because it, I mean, a normal water heater doesn't work that way. So like they all working, but they are all, you know, they only work to half of the capacity.
So 一边修一边赞美神，哈利路亚。最后把两个都很快就修好，哈利路亚。
So I was praising God while I was working on this thing, and then very quickly I fixed the whole thing.
一边看着那些被狼藉，就是我心里面很平安，我觉得感谢神。我那个房客好好的，那个房客就是有地下室的那个房客呢，进了医院，差一点就死掉。
Okay, so I
也不是因为洪水啊。
Okay, so when I was looking at the wreckage, so I was praising God. So the tenant that actually, you know, lives in the basement, he was sick. He almost died in the hospital, not because of the flood.
他最近一部分房租也付不上。
So recently,
因为没有工作。
Recently, he was not able to pay like part of his rent because he doesn't work anymore.
我都心里很平安，我就鼓励他，我说你，你要好好养病。
So I had a lot of peace in my mind, and then I told him that you know you focus on your health to get well.
那这都我都觉得很平安。
And I have all this peace around me.
为什么？因为这些东西我一看就说。好像就是觉得没有什么，没有什么，房租收不上来，没有什么，这些东西被狼藉，我觉得也没有什么好像，那我该做的就做吧。
So when I see all this, when he couldn't pay my rent, I didn't feel much, you know, like I didn't feel anything. And then when I see the wreckage, I didn't feel much as well.
因为我知道有一个事情，就是我经历什么，叫神爱我，神爱我们。
Because one thing I know is that God loves me. God loves us.
神爱我们，这是最主要的。
So the most important thing is that He loves us.
神是大能的神。
He is an Almighty God.
他能让这个让这个保险丝所有的都不断在水里面都不断，对吧？他难道不能做别的生计吗
？He is able to keep all the electricity working while they are all emerging water. Like how much more can He do to us? Help us.
所以我们要来认识我们的神。
We need to know Him, our God.
那我们今天再特别的来看一段经文，我们都要回到我们的圣经上去，就我们圣经上来认识我们的主，我们的主是谁。
So we need to read another scripture. We need to come to read our Bible to know Him, to recognize what kind of God He is.
当我们认识我们的主的时候，我们不需要做刚才说的那种非此即彼的选择，不会在金钱和生之间选择。
So when we know Him, we don't need to make a decision between money and God.
你不会觉得十一奉献的时候常常战战兢兢、战战兢兢，特别对基督徒，你不会这样。
You will not, you know, when you, when you do your tithes and offering, you will not be giving in fear, because if you are truly believing Him, you shouldn't behave like that. I mean, you shouldn't act like that.
你也不会惧怕，因为什么？你的神远远大过敌基督。大过所有在世上的一切。
And you will not fear because your God is greater than everything else on this earth, including the Antichrist.
事实上，我们神呢是非常爱我们，爱他的爱是非常实际的。你要知道，他不是今天讲的一个理论。好多人基督教讲一些理论空话。今天的我们的神是非常非常实际的，他看着你明天的生活。
So our God loves us, and He's a God of a very practical God. So we are not just talking in words, you know, like God loves us in like a concept.
他在那个时候不能做买卖的时候，要大受印记的时候，他，你相信他会供给你吗
？So you like when
你不打那个收印，他会供给你吗
？When you do not receive the mark of the beast, and then you cannot trade, you cannot buy or sell, do you believe at that time He can also supply you of all your needs?
全世界的人没有那个印记不能做买卖，你没有那个印记你怎么办？能不能活
So without this mark, you will not be able to buy a cell. But if you do not have the mark, can you survive? Can you live?
问问我们中间的年轻人，今天你不能做买卖，你能不能活？你不可以上街购物，能不能活？
I ask the young people, like, if you cannot go out and buy things or go to the mall.
哎，年轻人回答一下，今天你不能上街做买卖，不能买东西，因为你没有受的印记，你能不能活？
So I ask the young people, so if you go outside today and then you cannot buy anything because you didn't have the mark on you, like, can you still survive?
能不能活？
Can you survive?
要认得你的神。
Know your God, please.
认得你的神。我们读路加福音第五章。
Let's turn to.
我们来看神怎么样来供给我。
Luke chapter 5. Let's see how God is able to supply us.
耶稣第一次遇见门徒彼得。
So that's the first time when Jesus get to know Peter.
第一节，耶稣站在哥尼撒勒 湖旁，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。
So one day as Jesus was standing by the lake Gennesaret,
他见有两只船汪在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船西往去了。
So he saw at the water's edge two boats left there were fishermen who were washing the nets.
有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下。从床上教训众人。
He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and he asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat.
讲完了，就对西蒙说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”
When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch."
西蒙说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么。”但一从你的话，我就下网。
Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you said so, I will let down the nets."
他们下了网，就圈住许多的鱼，网线些裂开。
When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break.
便呼召那只船上的同伴来帮助，他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。
So they signaled their partners in other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink.
西门彼得看见就伏伏在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knee and said, Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man.
他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。
For he and all his companions,were astonished at the catch of the fish they have taken.
他的伙伴西庇太的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西蒙说：“不要怕，从今以后要得人了。”
And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people."
他们把两只船拢上了岸，就撇下所有，跟从了耶稣。
So they pulled their boats up to shore, left everything, and followed him.
这次圣经上记载就是这个耶稣初次见到彼得的时候呢，做了一件事情，是叫他下网打鱼。
So that's the first time that when Peter, Jesus met Peter, so he taught him, you know, to lay down his net to catch fish.
下网打鱼在那个时候对彼得来讲就是在工作，就是在赚钱养家。
So for Peter, you know, to fish is his job, his occupation.
他当时呢，他打到鱼没有
？So did he caught any fish?
他自己有没有打到鱼
？Did he caught any fish by himself?
他是不是是一个有经验的渔夫啊
？Is he an experienced fisherman?
是还是不是
？Yes or no?
他是一个渔夫，他跟随耶稣的时候大概40多岁
，so、
他是最老的耶稣的门徒。
He is a fisherman.
耶稣30岁，他40岁。
So he is a fisherman. When he followed Jesus, he was about in his 40s. He's the oldest disciples at that time. So Jesus was around 30.
那约翰和他，约翰大概是15、16岁 teenagers.
So John was like a teenager, like 15, 16.
他在加利利的湖上打鱼那么长时间，有经验没有？
So he's been fishing on the Lake of Galilee. Is he experienced?
很有经验，对吧？
Of course he has a lot.
他为什么打不着鱼啊？
And how come he didn't catch any fish?
我问你为什么他打不着鱼呢？
Why he couldn't catch any fish?
没鱼，
没鱼。俗称 said just no fish.
弟兄姐妹，我看到好多投资的人，哎呀，投资投得非常好，结果川普和中国斗的那一阵子，那人就不能赚钱，最后得了忧郁症了。
So I know a lot of very good investor, like they are in stocks market and stuff, and then they make a lot of money. But when Trump and China, you know, they have their, you know, trade issues and stuff, and then they lose a lot of money, they had depression.
弟兄姐妹，好多人对你自己工作呀、赚钱很有信心，是不是？
So many of you are very confident in your own profession, right? Like, you know, how to make money.
其实我们中间好多人已经没有这样的信心。
Actually, a lot of us have lost our confidence in those.
因为你发现，川普一句话，股票就会涨；川普另一句话，股票就会跌。
You will see that when Trump says something, you know, the stock market rise, and when he says something else, you know, stock market like collapse.
那你怎么赚钱
？How do you make money then?
我最近另外一个房客也是洪水那个地方也走了，因为他交不起房租了。他的工作，因为很多人进到他一个小餐馆，后不是小地方小餐馆，结果人多粥少啊。他说他的 hours cut。
Okay, so one of my tenants in Hope also left because he was not able to afford the rent anymore. Because Hope is a very small town, so there's more restaurants now, and then.His hours got cut down, so he was not able to make enough to pay rent, so he left.
那他不能控制啊，他其实是一个蛮勤快的人。
He is actually a very hardworking man, but these things happen out of his control.
彼得是很能干的人啊，打鱼是绝对是老手啊。
So Peter is a very capable fisherman.
但是他打不到鱼。
But he couldn't catch any fish.
但是呢，主耶稣叫他打鱼。
But Jesus taught him how to fish.
结果打了怎么样？打了很多鱼。
And what happened? So they caught so much fish, so many fish.
主耶稣会教我们打鱼。
So Jesus is going to teach us how to fish.
那我们需要什么条件？
What kind of a condition do you think that you should have?
彼得当时在做什么？
What did Peter do at that time?
他说两只船放在后面，打鱼的人上船西网去了，别的人呢打鱼的都西网去了，彼得没有去西网，对吧？彼得他在听道，知道吗？他在跟着耶稣听道，在听一下这个人在说什么东西。
So those fishermen, it says that they are washing their nets, but what did Peter do? Peter was there, you know, listening to Jesus.
所以今天来听道的人啊，你读圣经的到教会的，你有福了。
So those who, you know, come to a church, you know, to listen to sermon, to read your Bible, are blessed ones.
那时候说好多人拥挤他要听神的道，第五章第一节，拥挤了好多人出于不同的目的，是不是？有的人就看看热闹，对不对？
So verse 1 it says that people were crowding around Jesus, trying to listen to the word of God. You know, people come listen with different, you know, motives. You know, some people just, you know, wanted to join the crowd.
那彼得呢？他没有多大的 choice， 为什么？耶稣说：“能不能把你的船给我用一下？”他可能也不好意思，对不对
？But Peter didn't have much choice because Jesus was saying that, "Oh, can I just, you know, use your boat for a little while?" And then maybe Peter didn't have a chance to say no, right?
可能彼得说：“哎呀，我的同伴都去洗网去了，我没打上鱼，网也没得洗，我就更打不着鱼，是不是？”
Maybe he was thinking, okay, my friends are washing their nets, but now I didn't catch my fish, and now I can't wash my nets. That means I won't catch any more fish later on.
你说这个耶稣呢，对人的要求，对不对？就搞得这个渔夫不知道怎么办，你知道吧
？So you know, like this thing that Jesus wanted, you know, make this little fishman didn't know what to do.
但是他被动的就待在那里。
Like you know, 被动的。
Passively, so anyway.
所以今天我们来到教会，好多人也是被动来的。
A lot of people come to our church because you know
有的是碍于朋友的情面，朋友说你要来教会啊，已经教过好多次了，不来不好意思啊。
So you, sometimes you are maybe forced by your friend. You know, friend was asking you for so many times, and you feel you know you shouldn't reject that friend anymore. So you come to a church.
好多人一来到教会，那个弟兄来的时候，牧师找他去跟我去装修。我带好几个人一来教会，人家跟我去装修。
So a lot of brothers came to our church, and I would say, okay, go and help me to you know renovate. You know, help me with my renovation.
弟兄们，我都不认识你就装修啊，给他装修，这是我不认识耶稣啊！你叫我的床要用，还要讲到讲那么长。
So like the brother may say, I don't even know you, and you want me to help you with your renovation. And here, you know, Simon barely know Jesus, and Jesus yet want to use his boat, and he was not able to, you know, fish any fish after to fish.
所以第一个条件就是西门彼得呢，待在耶稣的旁。
So first condition that you need to meet is that Simon Peter was with Jesus.
第二个呢，就是说耶稣给他讲，你下网打鱼，他听了。
So second is that when Jesus said, "Go lay down, lay your fish net," and then he did that.
所以今天来到我们教会的时候，读了圣经，愿意去做的人有福了。
So those who come to a church and read your Bible and do according what the Bible says.
听了我们讲道，牧者讲道，你愿意听进去的人有福了。
Those who listen to the sermons, you know, actually go into you, then you are blessed.
虽然你的能力可能很浅，就像当时的彼得一样，看着这个耶稣，他是个木匠，30岁，我40岁，你还没有结婚，没有养过家，我已经老婆孩子一大堆，对不对？你叫我木匠，叫我渔夫撒网打鱼。
So just imagine Peter in his 40s, you know, looking at Jesus in his 30s, and then a carpenter without a family, and then telling this senior, you know, fisherman with a family, with wife and children, how to fish.
我当时也是好的，一开始，我的弟兄啊，他老婆来到教会，弟兄说。王炳牧师就是没本事，什么钱也赚不了，就去做牧师了。
So I remember one of the sister's husband came in and said, "Okay, the reason why Bing is you know on the pulpit because he has no other ability to make money. So he has you know, so he just come. He has nothing to do then, so he preach."
所以呢，当时呢，彼得虽然他心里可能不爽。但是呢，还是顺服了。弟兄姐妹，你心里不爽，听了神的话不爽，但是呢，顺服了，哈利路亚，你得祝福。
So even though Peter might not be, you know, very happy at that time, and yet he obeyed. So same as you, like if you are not happy in like when Jesus want you to do something, but yet you still did it, that you will be blessed.
他就打了很多。
And he caught many fish.
弟兄姐妹，渔夫打不到鱼，那耶稣叫他打鱼，他就打了很多。
So a fisherman who couldn't catch any fish, when Jesus came, he was able to catch a lot of fish.
今天我们都要经历这样的神迹。
So same, we are all gonna have the similar experience, miracles.
加拿大的经济会怎么样？会继续走下坡。
So about a Canadian economy, what is gonna happen? It will continue to decline.
我看到我这些房客，一个一个。失去工作怎么样？这是很真实的，工作没了。
So I see all my tenants, you know, one by one, they losing their jobs. It's the reality.
他们没工作了，我也没房租收入。
They have no job. I have no rental income.
我有好几个房子在民生是空着的。
I have many properties in Mission that are empty right now.
但是主会叫我们下网打鱼。
But God will teach us how to fish.
这里还有一种情况啊，一些心态，就是我们来到教会，就是彼得是不是一开始一看这个见了神迹以后，他就是主啊，我跟随你，有没有说
？So and then you have to see like those like mindsets here. So when Peter saw this vision, I mean this miracle, did he say immediately? Did he say, "Oh God, Jesus, I'm gonna follow you"? Did he say that?
他有没有说？他们又说：“主啊，我跟随你，有没有？”
Did he say I'm gonna follow you right after?
他说什么？
What did he say?
大家读，他说什么？
我是罪人。
他要主耶稣怎么样？
离开他。
他要主耶稣离开他。
Yeah, so he wanted Jesus to leave him because he's a sinner.
彼得他很诚实，他就是来的时候，你离开我吧。我们好多人来到教会，他就是，我下个星期很忙，我就要去加班，所以不来了，找借口，对不对？他不找借口的，我是个罪人，离开我吧。
So Peter is a very honest man. He said, "Okay, I'm a sinner. Leave me." You know, a lot of people in our church they would say, "Okay, next week I'm very busy. I need to work. You know, probably I won't come." You know, but Peter is very honest. He said, "I'm a sinner. Leave me."
那我们有一段时间在那个做营会的时候，一并赶鬼啊，鬼出来以后，那个有些人去的人，他没有信主，那个脸就发绿了呀，脸发绿就跑掉了呀。
So we have those like retreat camps in the past. You know, during the retreat camp, you know, like evil spirit came out from people, and then some of people that are in the camp they were not.Believer yet, when they saw what happened, they were afraid and then they just left.
那好多人来到教会，他们不希望经历神迹，他们希望大家社交啊，互相一些心灵鸡汤，互相帮助一下，对吧？他们真的看到神迹的时候，他不希望神是真的，真的是这样的。我不是一个两个，有人亲自给我讲了。
So a lot of people, when they come to a church, they just want to socialize, you know, like, you know, get some chicken soup, you know. And then when things that actually happen, they don't want to see, I mean, they don't want to know that God is real. Like, they don't want that. They just want to socialize.
有一次我请中国的一个牧师来，他是祷告人，就是病也好了。但是那些人呢，邪灵出来，他们都会呕吐啊，乱得不得了，哎，教会乱得不得了。
So once I invited one of the brothers from China. When he prayed, a lot of evil spirit will come out from people. So, and then when the evil spirit come out, they threw up, they vomit. So it seems like a chaos in the church.
那个弟兄有一个弟兄就来告诉王炳武说，再不要请他。
So one of the brothers came to me and then he said, Pastor Bing, please do not invite this person ever again.
我们教会就是规规矩矩，对吧？大家都，你看，很棒，漂漂亮亮，对不对？各方面都好，看起来都，整整齐齐、规规矩矩，对吧？很 nice, very nice. This is not nice.
So we should look, you know, like all well dressed, you know, very disciplined, like very quiet, very calm. Like this is not, it's messy, it's not nice.
但是弟兄姐妹，你要到教会来，就要经历神，不要浪费时间，弟兄姐妹。
But when you come to church, you have to experience God. Do not waste your time.
这是第一种情况，就是说，以后我再继续讲，就神是爱我们的。你看，爱彼得，第一个就是新神迹，让他我知道你要吃饭，我教你怎么样来做生意。
So we need to know God is love, just like God loved us, God loved Peter. And then the first miracle that he did to Peter is that I am able to teach you how to fish, to get fish.
但是呢，彼得比较害怕。
But Peter, at that time, he was afraid.
就像来到教会，很多人一开始不明白这个神是真的假的，何方神鬼呀？也就是何方神鬼，不清楚，没关系。
So a lot of people came, and then they are also afraid. You know, they don't know who is Jesus, like whether he's God or evil. Like, you know, he doesn't understand, and he was afraid.
耶稣就鼓励他。今天耶稣也会通过大家来鼓励，彼此鼓励。
And but
继续跟随耶稣。
Jesus encouraged him. The same Jesus is going to encourage us. You know, to you know, we should continue to follow him.
最后，彼得就是成为翻天覆地的使徒。
And eventually, Peter became this, you know, mighty apostle.
他不仅仅是要得鱼，还要得人。
Not only to fish for fish, but also fisher of men.
他就跟随耶稣。
And he followed Jesus.
一直跟随耶稣。
And continuously to follow him.
哈利路亚！今天这些神迹在我们中间照样要出现。
So the same miracles are also gonna follow us today.
我自己就是一个活的见证，在这里。
I am a living testimony.
2003年的时候，向我们发预言，关于经济方面的事情。
In 2003, prophet prophesied to us about our finance.
那时候我们的经济其实是蛮窘迫的。
At that time, we are actually quite poor.
但是回头看的时候，就像做梦一样。
But when we look back, it all feels like a dream.
神是非常非常信实。
God is very faithful.
而且他用我们想不到的方法都能做成。
And he will use like things that beyond our understanding to accomplish all this.
今天我们的弟兄姐妹会一起来经历。经历主的爱，经历主的能力。
So again, our brother and sister will also experience God's mighty power and His love together.
第一个来到教会，要知道神是爱你的。
First of all, when you come to church, you know that God loves you.
来到教会，第一个不要觉得哦，神要把我做成一个什么多好的人，大家都是好人。第一个，神爱你，神要让你吃饭。
So God is not here to mold you into a like very very good person.
神知道你需要吃饭。
But God loves you, and He knows all your needs. He knows that you're hungry. He will feed you.
他知道你在没有饭吃的时候，你不会跟随他的。
He knows,
他非常清楚。
He knew exactly if you are hungry, and you will not be able to follow Him. He knew that.
所以他给彼得做的第一件事情就是，我要让你知道。你能达到的。
So the first miracle that he did to Peter is to let him know that I am able to provide.
你可以养家糊口。
You are able to fish.
你跟随我，你可以养家糊口。
Follow me, you will be able to sustain your family.
你不仅如此，而且比你认为你职业老手比过去多少年都要做得更好。
Okay, not just enough, but you know more than you know compared.For your previous experience, like more than what you think you could.
神是非常实际的爱在我们中间。
So God has this like practical love for us.
他的能力要显现。
And His power will manifest.
他是创造天地的神。
He is a creator of the heaven and earth.
啊，以后我们要不断的要讲神的爱，神的大。
We will continuously to preach on God's love and His mighty power.
当我们经历到神的爱和神的大能的时候，你就知道。不管什么样的事情发生，什么六六六记号来的时候，我们知道我们的神会做什么。
So when you know that He's God who loves us, no matter what happened, you know, 666, you knew that God loves you.
我们知道在大灾难里面，这个大灾难跟我那大灾难的时候，就是我传福音的时候。
You know when the great tribulation comes, you know that's a time where you can be able to go out and preach the good news.
让人会看到你的神是真的。
And then the people will see that your God is a true God.
你的神给你喜乐平安。
Your God is the one who gives you all the peace and joy.
世中没有平安的时候，他给你平安。
When there's no
世中没有一个人喜乐的时候，你有喜乐。
When there's no peace, no joy, you will have all the peace and the joy.
世中的人都没有爱的时候，你里面还有爱。
When people lose their love, you will still have love in you.
这些人都没有任何自由的时候，你有自由。
When all of these people are lost their freedom, you will still be free.
这就是我们的神。
This is our God.
哈利路亚，我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray. Thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you. We
thank you. 主啊，你是那创造天地的主。
You are the creator of heaven and
earth. 你是全世界的救主。
You are the savior of the earth.
谢谢你给我们预备了这条通往上帝的道路。
Thank you. You have prepared this way for us to go to.
主啊，你说我们信主的人可以随时坦然无惧地来到主神的宝座面前。
So you said that we can always come before you without fear.
随时地得着怜悯，得着帮助。
And we will be able to receive mercy and help.
主啊，是的，主，谢谢你，你是这样一位实际的神。
Thank you, Lord. You are such a practical God.
你怎么样来教导彼得打鱼
？So how you taught Peter how to fish?
也会教导我们工作，我们做生意。
You are also going to teach us how to work, how to, you know, do our business.
主，你会来帮助我们，也会除去我们里面的惧怕。
You will help us and remove all the fear that is in us, Lord.
能够不断的来亲近。
We can continuously to
不断的来顺服。
Before you and then obey.
来经历。
And submit and experience you, Lord.
经历你的大能。
Your power.
而且要。活出一个精彩的生命
and will be able to live this abundant life.
奉主耶稣的名
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.